Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here and being recorded today in the KFUO studios with Deacon Andy Bates.
Well, good morning. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. It's time for Witness Wednesday.
Yes, and for this Witness Wednesday edition, I have a big question that I get asked once in a while. What happens if I don't witness?
What if I fail?
Yeah, or just don't do it.
Yeah.
What if I don't witness? What happens?
That's a good question.
So, well, let me start by saying what doesn't happen. You don't get thrown out of heaven. Okay. You know, your faith is not ripped away from you, and you're you know, sent away from God because you failed to witness. So, you know, we can be comforted with the fact that God's love, His grace, His forgiveness extends to us even when we are disobedient. But that kind of also highlights what's going on when mm-hmm. I don't witness, is I'm being disobedient.
I could come up with lots of reasons or excuses.
Sure. But we can do that with any of the ways that we're disobedient. We
True.
Can come up with ways to justify ourselves and make excuses or even make a really good convincing case of why I did or didn't do something. And so when we talk about sin, we tend to talk about it in kind of two categories. There's the sins of commission, so the things we commit, mm-hmm. you know, where we actually transgress God's commandment and say, I shouldn't have done this, but I did do that, so I committed a sin. But there's also the sins of omission, the things that we're called to do, we fail to do. Often the understanding of that kind of sin is a falling short of, you know, that I should do this, I should behave this way, I should think this way, I should do these actions, but I don't.
I fail.
So not witnessing would fall into that sins of omission. Here, God has called us to be a light to the world, to proclaim the excellencies of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, as it says in 1 Peter 2:9. And then we don't. And so what happens when we don't?
Well, you're right. We've been disobedient when we don't. There are other things that don't happen when we don't witness.
People don't hear the word from us.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. If people don't hear the word, then they're not going to come to faith, because faith comes from the hearing of the word. But here's where we got to be careful. We don't want to lay this huge burden on people and say, well, because you didn't witness to Jimmy, he's not going to learn about Jesus and he's going to perish in hell and it's all on you.
And make sure you point your finger when you say that.
And wag it a little bit.
Wag, yeah.
Especially wagging. All right. Because we know from God's word that if I fail to do it, he'll send somebody else. He's going to make sure that, you know, Jimmy is one of the people he's chosen for eternal life, that he's going to receive that eternal life. And it may not come through me, but it will certainly come through somebody. So I might say, well, whew, you know, pressure's off now. And in a positive sense, yes, the pressure's off, because the Holy Spirit works faith when and where He wills, you know, not, you know, and if I don't participate in that, he'll find a way to make it happen through another believer. The word will get out. God's people will be gathered. His will be done. But I just won't be a part of that. So what happens when I don't witness? Well, somebody else takes on that role. And with that go the blessings of being His witness. When I don't witness, I miss out on those blessings. I miss out on those opportunities to share in the joy of Christ as He gathers His flock, you know, as those who He's called to eternal life have received that eternal life. I'm on a sideline somewhere or out getting a hot dog, you know. I'm not there. I'm not part of it. I'm missing out.
Maybe you were going to witness to the hot dog vendor.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not. So, you know, if I'm not, quote, in the game, I'm missing out on it. We're called to be witnesses. We're not called to be spectators. We're to be actively involved out there bringing good news to the people that God has put into our lives in various ways. And it's not something that's supposed to be this huge burden on us. It's supposed to be understood as a privilege, as just beautiful opportunity to join in the work that God is doing to gather his elect. And then we get to share in the joy of that. When I don't witness, one of the things that happens is I miss out on that.
And what is that? That's a unique opportunity that we're given in our vocation, in our baptism, in this Christian life, to have that joy in witnessing to others.
Absolutely. It's the reason we're here. You know, we can come up with a lot of other reasons why we think we're here, but, you know, Luther points out in his sermon on 1 Peter 2:9, this is the reason we're here. This is why God leaves us in the world. So others will come to know of Christ and come to faith in him as we have. And that comes through other people. It comes through us. So if I don't witness, I'm really not doing the one thing I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of letting other things that are less important, less fundamental to my very reason for being here in the world, overtake that important thing. And so it is a sin, and that's what we really have to come down to. So I'm not somebody who likes to dwell on the law. At least not for myself. I will for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Because, you're like a target-rich environment for the law. So. But, the reality is we need to own up to this. When we don't witness, we're sinning. But it's not an unforgivable sin. Yeah. But like any sin, it has its consequences. And I think one of the ways to look at this is we know God's elect will be gathered. God's work will be done. But look at it from the perspective of the person who's yet to believe. They're going through this world without the knowledge of Jesus, without the hope of eternal life, without knowing their sins are forgiven. They're going through this life with guilt. They're burdened.
Yeah.
We're not just saved for the next life. We're saved. The fact that we're saved by the grace of God has impact on our current life as well. And the sooner we hear of the good news of Jesus and receive it and believe, the sooner we're able to enjoy its benefits.
I was just thinking of, there have been times in life when, my wife and I have discussed this, when facing the trials, the difficulties of this life, the hardships of this life, and think, well, these are but temporary. We have hope in life eternal with Jesus. And that truly lightens the burden of whatever that hardship, that trial is. And we think about those, whether friends or loved ones who face similar trials that don't have that hope, who don't know that hope, who don't know that promise, mm-hmm. and think how sad it is that they face those trials without that comfort, without that hope.
So when I don't witness, it's not going to keep people out of heaven or result in people going to hell, but it is robbing my future Christian brother or sister of the hope that they could have right now. And that's a sin. But when I don't witness, I know this too. My sins are forgiven in the blood of Jesus. He's not going to hold this against me. I'm not going to have to stand before him in a judgment and hear him rattle off a list of the opportunities I had to witness and didn't. That all that is covered by his grace. And that should be our motive. That should be the thing that frees us to go ahead and witness, even when we don't feel like mm-hmm. it, or we're a bit afraid, or we're not sure how it's going to turn out, or maybe there's a risk involved. All those fears get set aside because of the joy we have of being God's loved, forgiven, and redeemed people.
So, in a sense, what you're saying is when we fail to witness, when we're disobedient, we also, that's a sin that for which Christ died. Know that forgiveness for that sin. Don't let that be another excuse for not witnessing. Fear, right. What I'm saying, fear of, I failed to do it once and I can't do it now because I didn't witness before.
Get trapped in an endless cycle of not witnessing. No, receive the absolution of Christ in the forgiveness of your sins that frees you now to break that cycle and be a witness of Christ. And share that good news with others, Saint. It may be a great way to start your witness with somebody. You know, I haven't told you about this because I've been afraid, or I wasn't sure how you'd react, and I didn't want to risk our relationship. But, you know, I'm wrong. I was wrong to do that. I don't want to rob you of any of the joy that Christ has for you. Let me share that with you now. So even our failures to witness can become opportunities for us to be faithful witnesses of Jesus. But we're always this, His forgiven witnesses.
Thanks be to God.